Nobody in that position for United. Here's Ronaldo. Raphael sticking tight to him. Ronaldo with a dangerous ball in. Half cleared. Contrao! Off the inside of the post. What an escape. Rooney takes again. In it comes. Welbeck! Manchester United strike first in the tie. Danny Welbeck. It's one of the biggest goals of his life. Real Madrid 0. Manchester United 1. Di Maria. Oh, danger. Free header. You knew it would happen. It had to be. It just had to be. Cristiano Ronaldo buries the header. And Real a level. 1-1. Anderson. Jones. Van Persie brings it down. Van Persie! Oh, super save. Super save.
That's going to be right in at the corner, wasn't it?
Critical save by Lopez.
Welcome to Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and this week I'm joined by Ben Hibbs, Adam Marshall and Gemma Thompson from ManUnited.com as we preview, well, the biggest game in the football in Canada, United against Real Madrid, Champions League last 16, second leg tie at Old Trafford. And guys, it's nearly here. Looking forward to this?
No, not really.
Boring, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those sort of games that... Gets you excited. Just, you know, those names, two great football institutions, aren't they? Really, and I'm kind of glad that we've got this game in this round. I think it's good just to have these big games come along. I mean, you could ask for an easier draw and to get through, and you might perhaps rather play Real Madrid later on in the competition. But I just think this is what European football is all about, and it's going to be an absolutely incredible atmosphere.
Biggest European night for what, 5 years since Barcelona?
I think, but. Bar the finals, yeah, I think it is since 2008. I keep after telling myself that it's not a semi-final. It is still only the last 16, but it is so big. And it feels that if we can get through, there aren't many better teams than Real Madrid in this competition.
Well, it will be a unique atmosphere. I mean, I remember that Barcelona night. It's probably the tensest of possibly ever been in a game at Old Trafford.
I think it will be, and it could be a similarly tense occasion. You get the feeling that the manager's shrewd. He knows we can't really go out and attack and go gung-ho against Real because they'll pick us off on the break, so we might sit back and say to them, well, you know, you have to score, which would be very nerve-wracking, to say the least, knowing how potent they are, obviously with Ronaldo in their attack. But you can't get blasé, can you, about games like this? I mean, we haven't played Real that many times,
no.
You know, overall, and to have them back here. We always thought it might happen with Ronaldo coming back, didn't we, and avoided it a few times, but it's just going to be an amazing occasion.
Of course, after the first game, we said that United have got the advantage because they've got the away goal, but of course the away goal doesn't really come into it unless it's 0-0, and it isn't going to be 0-0. So who has got the advantage, really?
I think you've got to say we were certainly boosted by getting that away goal. It probably is 50-50, to be honest, in some ways, but the boost mentally that away goal will have given us will help. But in the scheme of things, you know, they are just so good on the counter-attack. And I think we always probably thought we'd have to win at Old Trafford. And I think, you know, I'd still go along with that now. I know a draw is good enough, or certainly 0-0. But, I think we need to win. And I think it's going to come down to experience as well. You know, thankfully, we have got a lot of experience in our side.
Well, what do you think the approach should be? Because they are amazingly good on the counter-attack. So if you throw players forward, you leave yourself very, very vulnerable. But if you just sat back, you feel as though that's not really United's thing to do either. So how should United approach it, do you think, Ben?
I thought we approached it in exactly the right way in Madrid. I think playing Phil Jones in that holding midfield role was good. And I think he could pick up Ronaldo if he's coming inside. But I'd like us to be just slightly more positive and perhaps pick somebody in midfield instead of Jones, maybe that is more positive, possibly Cleverly. Yeah, I just like to see us try and take control of the game and particularly control possession, because I think that's the key really to getting through. I think is controlling possession. If like you say, if we sit back and we allow Real Madrid to have the ball, then I think they can hurt us. But equally, if we go forward and don't keep the ball well enough, then they'll do exactly the same. So I just like to see us be really positive, I think.
What about the Ronaldo factor? What's the reaction and reception going to be like?
I think it'll be a fantastic reception before the game. I hope when he comes out and warms up, hopefully people will get there early and savour the atmosphere. I think they will for a big game like this. Give him a good round of applause, chant his name a few times. And I know the manager said boo him when the game starts. And I know it's light-hearted, but it's similar to what David Beckham got when he came here in Milan. It was jokey booing because at that time we were already through. But you know, whilst I wouldn't advocate booing Ronaldo, I don't think it would be quite as, you know, like gushing from the terraces during the game. I'd like to think that the main focus is on us getting through, and he's the main threat for them. There's no doubt about that. I think it's going to be a strain because the natural inclination is to roar the team on and get them to attack and get a bit edgy if they're not doing that. And I think, like we're saying, there's got to be this understanding that we can't really do that here. And at the same time, if we play a cagey game, even playing for 0-0, say, one goal and we're out, and we've had that before. So it's going to be a strange sort of night in terms of the tactics, I think.
I think Adam's right. Like, it's important that the crowd understand, and I think the majority of them do, the amount of big European sides we've played now, that it's not about going out and going trying to win 3-0.
No.
You know? Because if the crowd starts to get edgy, that will transmit itself to the players, and that is the last thing we want. The fans have got to be as patient as the team need to be whilst getting behind them.
Will it be a bit awkward though, in many ways, for Ronaldo? Because coming back, he is quite an emotional guy.
I asked Paddy Crowe in this if, you know, he thought it would get to him, but he's too experienced, really, isn't he? He knows these occasions.
He loves it. He loves it.
It's about him. Yeah, he does love it.
I think
he probably even revels in it, really, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think. I mean, he is an emotional. I think he is an emotional person, but I think he just loves the focus, loves the attention. I think it's a chance for him to show what he can do. But I think it's going to be a difficult one trying to stop him. But I think you just have to accept it. He's a great player, and you know he may well score when he comes back here. And I think we've just also got to be positive about what we do, and know that we can go and hurt them as well.
Because they did look as though they had something of a vulnerability at the back.
Yeah, I think that's got to give us a real confidence going into this game. I think that everyone was a bit apprehensive playing Real away. Just one. Everyone tells us what an easy league the Premier League is this year, and that's why we're running away with it, because it's not difficult. So you go to play one of the best teams in Europe away from home, and everyone's thinking this could be really tricky here. You know, I mean, the radio station I was listening to just before the game kicked off actually said United will be lucky to stay in the tie, not in the game, but in the tie after this match. And yet we go there and we should have won, really. We had the chances to win, and their Casillas isn't there at the back. They've got rumblings of problems. Varane's an excellent defender at centre back, but he's still young. I mean, he's only a rookie, really, playing in a big game like this. And even though he's doing well at the moment, I think he should have been sent off, if I'm honest, in the first game. And hopefully we can get at him and expose him a little bit. But I think we are a class team. There's no doubt about that. And the fact they've beaten Barcelona shouldn't really change things from our point of view. We went there, we matched them, we should have won. And we've got to be confident.
I wonder if it would be one of those games where it's a sort of, you know, we score, you score, and it could turn into that.
Like the 4-3 10 years ago.
Yeah. The way goals would...
It was like, you know, you attack, we attack. It was that kind of feeling. And if it hadn't been for both goalkeepers, it could have been 4-0.
It was a great game as well, wasn't it? It was a great game to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hope you get the same sort of thing here, really.
Well, I suppose these are nights you've got to relish, aren't they? Because with respect to Braga and Cluj and teams like that, Manchester United, Real Madrid, and it doesn't come around that often. Got to relish the whole thing, haven't you?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, these are the nights that you're always, you know, going to be talking about for years. We still talk about Barcelona in the semi-final. And I think, you know, you want this to be a match that you remember for doing things, you know, going out and doing things the right way. Even that can be the fans, that can be the players. You know, you wanted to make it a great atmosphere as a fan. And you also, as a player, you want to go out and show yourself to be a quality player and good enough to win these sort of matches. So I think it's a big opportunity for a lot of people just to, you know, for us to show what Manchester United's all about.
I think the really positive thing for us is, you know, bar obviously we don't know how Jones and Robin are at the moment, but manager's got virtually his whole squad to pick from, and he's got players who are all in form pretty much. You know, it couldn't be a better situation, really, and that can only become, you know, give everyone confidence, really, and we have to take that confidence and, you know, turn it into positive energy on the pitch.
Well, talking about positive energy, let's get some predictions from you all then. Come on.
Now you're asking this.
Adam, you first.
I want to be confident, and I think we are good enough to beat Real. I don't like to put the mockers on it by, you know, saying we'll beat a team.
This sounds negative now, come on.
I've got a funny feeling that everyone's saying there's no way that it'll be 0-0, so I'm going to say it's going to be 0-0.
Okay.
I think we'll win, but I couldn't tell you by what score. I honestly think we'll go through.
I think there's a... I think there's a possibility it might actually go to extra time. The only way it can go to extra time is 1-1. Well,
not even considered that.
But you couldn't rule 1-1 out of the equation, could you?
I've got a feeling they're going to score first and we're going to come back. I'd say 2-1.
After extra time? Or?
No. No, normal time.
It better not dare go near penalties. Can't cope with that.
Oh, no. Well, listen, thank you to Ben and to Adam and to Gemma. That's it for now from Red Voices. We'll be with you again very, very soon.